I mean, obviously, you know, if Mark makes six threes, we'd be hard to deal with. But he needed to, because it was a night where we missed a lot of shots that we normally make, I think, in tight, especially the first half. But he was great defensively this first half, and certainly I thought he did a great job on Brady for the most part the entire night. And when he guarded Christian, he did a good job on him. But offensively, you know, he was probably the best offensive game he's had since he's been here.
He talked about just taking the shots that they were giving him, and you've been saying that a lot. But defensively, you know, can you catch a zone defensively like you can as a shooter, getting the hot zone?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think so. And he's – that first half, he's pretty good defensively. But I do think that guys can get a rhythm on both ends, probably more so offensively. But defensively, he's in a pretty good rhythm right now.
Second half, did you sense that maybe Oklahoma was avoiding him a little bit on when they were on the offensive end?
I didn't sense it, but it would be no surprise to me that people say when he catches the ball, be careful dribbling it, you know, that kind of stuff. But I didn't sense that they played different.
Bill,
we couldn't guard the middle ball screen. That was what they kept playing to.
Between the West Virginia game and today with Marcus, and just kind of following up on Matt's question, these steals come in flurries for him.
Yeah.
I mean, just possession after possession that changed the game.
Yeah. I in the first half, we're down 27-24 when he gets the first one. And Dot makes a layup off the first one, and then he gets his own layup off the second one. Isn't that right?
So,
totally. I mean, the game was turned at that moment. Not that it was over, but momentum was turned at that moment. And the same thing happened at West Virginia, you know, down three or five or whatever, and it turns just like that in the second half. So,
how do you think Udoka played? Looked like he scored the ball a little bit more better in the second half.
He missed some easy ones. I don't know why he's hesitating as much as he is now, because, you know, in defense of OU, you know, they're not that big. And so, you know, if you got Manic or Doolittle on you, you should go right up. And 52 is their best shot blocker, and he's light. So, you know, you should go through. But he hesitated too much in the first half. I think he's trying too hard. His host family was all here, and they don't get a chance to come watch him play much. I think he may have been pressing a little bit.
Coach over here on your left, Christian Doolittle had a tough game in Norman earlier, but the game he had today, can you just talk about Christian's game?
Yeah, he's the hardest guard for us in the league, I think, because the way we play when we're good is because Doak can help everybody, and Doak can't help everybody when he's in the game. So, and he's still going to get his. So we don't change how we play, and still yet, so Doak does help everybody, or at least does a weaker attempt at that, and then it gives him space, and he made shots today too, so he's good. I've always liked this game, but I think he's one of the most improved players around, without question.
Coach, they had mentioned earlier this week about how they have a competition for steals amongst each other. Do you feel that encouragement has kind of let them lead the better defensive efforts over the course of the season, especially now recently?
I don't think, you know, the guys say a lot of things, and I'm not sure that has anything to do with anything, honestly. But I do think the better we do defensively, there creates more of a sense of pride to try to keep that going. And that didn't happen today. But I do think that we got some guys that are pretty prideful defensively. And I don't think that one thing causes it. I think they've kind of got it in them right now.
Bill, how do you think Marcus has progressed as far as mentally handling people sagging off him from last year to this year?
I think when you're playing limited minutes, I think those type of defenses can mess with your head more than if you're playing all the time. And Marcus is a guy, I don't think I really don't think the more he plays that he cares. I don't think it messes with him mentally if he doesn't shoot it, and I don't think it messes with him if he doesn't make it. I think that he's tough enough that's just water off his back regardless right now.
When you guys are watching film of a previous game, how often does he stand out for things that aren't a steal or a stat?
Well, to the coaches,
yeah.
Often.
Yeah.
The thing about it is Marcus is a coach, and he's far more of a coach than anybody that we've had in the last couple of years, without question. And he understands where you know, what everybody should do all the time. And when he doesn't understand, all you got to do is look at him, and he just, you know, he knows. And so it's good, I think, to show players film of he and Doak more than anybody else on how they cover for everybody else. Doak is the best at covering bad defense, and that happens a lot. And people say, yeah, he's... He's a grown man. He's 20 years old now. So I do think you think about Doak. He visits here when he's 15, and he hasn't matured into his body. Like, people look at Doak and they think big man, and it's big kid. And so when he's walking around campus here at age 16, you know, he wasn't very worldly and all those things. And can you imagine a 14 or 15 year old going to college and just being amongst college kids all, and that's all you have, and no support? So I think that he was a little bit guarded, kind of kept himself away from conversation or confrontation, and he's grown into now he doesn't care, which is a great thing to see. He's really grown up a lot since he's been here.
Hey, Bill, I just I think I read in the game notes this is one of the best starts for KU in a conference season in a long time.
And it's still not good enough.
Yeah. Right, you're still chasing somebody. I'm wondering how that feels.
Oh, you know, the thing about it, we want to win the league bad, and Baylor will want to win the league bad, and it won't be a failure if we don't, because there's obviously, you know, there's other things to play for and everything. But, you know, the best we could be right now is being the number one overall seed in the tournament, and we're the number two at this joint. At this moment, that's the best that we could be. So I don't think we failed because we aren't that. And the reason we're not is because Baylor beat us on our home floor, and they deserve it. So I'm not looking at it like that we haven't done as well as our record because we're in second place. I'm looking at it like, you know what, we played pretty good. We just got beat by a team that was better than us that day, and we get a chance to get them back. And you know, there's still a lot of work left to do. So I'm pretty pleased where we're at. Because you say before the season, would you sell out for being, what are we, 11-1? Are we 11 or 12? I don't know what we are. 11. So we shake, get it right. So if we're 11-1, you know, every coach in America would sell out for that in conference play, I would think.
Hey, you kind of referenced Udoka's maturity. Did that show up in the first half? Like, shots weren't falling, but he was still engaged, it seemed like. And
Yeah, maybe. I didn't think. I thought he had some good looks early, and for him, and didn't get him to go down. But yeah, he was engaged. He rebounded the ball the whole game, and you know, you got to be engaged when you're guarding Christian, because if he wasn't, he would have got 35 instead of 27 or whatever it was.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys.
Gary.
Monday night, Marcus comes back. What can you say about that? Are you looking forward to that whole situation?
Yeah, but I don't get a chance to watch it, you know, so I'm sure I'll hear about it, and I'm sure he'll say something that's memorable that everybody will leave out of here remembering. I think it's great. You know, to think that, you know, there's certain criteria, but one of the criteria obviously is, you know, if you're an All-American or most valuable player of Final Four or the player of the year in your league, you're going to get your jersey hung, you know, he did that and was a terrific player for us. Of course, the first thing he asked is, you know, when we congratulated him, the first thing he said was thanks. It wasn't thanks. It was say, what about Keith? So, you know, I said, well, you know, Keith didn't win player of the year. Well, he should have. He could have, you know. I bet you they both try to speak on Monday, but it's pretty remarkable to see how those guys have matured as players. And even though they're both vocal and express themselves with emotionally on the court from time to time, I think it's been really fun to watch them grow.